reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome into PDGA Radio for November 19th, 2009. I am Steve Kaczynski, bringing you this final installment to the program for this year. Coming up, I will run down your tournament results from the past weekend, look ahead at the upcoming schedule, get you the weekly dose of disc golf news, and tell you how to stay in touch and up to date with the disc golf news and information during PDGA Radio's off-season. Those stories and much more coming your way right after this brief message from the International Disc Golf Center and the PDGA. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the Mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
This is PDGA Radio with your PDGA tournament results for the weekend's action covering November 14th and 15th, 2009, where we had another few dozen events take place, highlighted by the Moccasin Lake Open in Clearwater, Florida, this past weekend's only A-tier. And there, after four rounds, it was won by none other than the local hero by the name of Ken Climo, who adds yet another title to his already impressive resume, edging out Dave Feldberg by two throws to win the first place check. Johnny McRae takes third place, three off the lead. In the Masters division, they had Brad Hammock coming down to win by five over Billy Seaman, and the ladies division was ultra competitive all weekend long, finally won by Nadine Larkin. Two throws over Melody King. Sandy Gast was third place, four off the lead, and Pam Reinecke finishes in fourth, five off Larkin's pace. Moving now to the B-tiers, we'll stay on the East Coast in Reidsville, North Carolina, where Michael Johansson gets the win by six over Brian Schwediger. Then it's another 11 throws back to the tie for third place between Jeremy Kohling and Terry Gallops. Indiana was the site of the 12th annual Oxbow Turkey Shootout, which was won by Nico LaCastro, seven throws over Brett Kuntz, who was followed by Adam Olson in third place. Aaron Oakley won the women's division by two over Barrett White, and David Nelson won the advanced division. Out west now, they held the Southern California Pro Championships, a three-round affair that became a two-person runaway, coming down to a playoff between Steve Rico and Bobby Music. Music finally crowned the 2009 champion. Chris Vilmorin was third place, 11 throws behind them, and followed closely by Paul McBeth, Chris Horn, and Richard Thompson. Steve Weiskup won the Masters division there by five, Kiri Berlegar won the women's group by nine, and Steve Killian won in Grandmasters. Finally, on to the C-tiers. For the weekend, we'll find Paul Ulibarri winning the city championships in Phoenix, Arizona, Tanner Duncan winning by five in Iowa over Chris Sprague, J.D. Ramirez wins twice in Texas, Kansas held the Wichita Roundup and had the underdog Brendan Hickman edge out Ron Convers by one. Alabama had a good battle on Saturday as Randy Fortenberry wins by one over LaVon Wolf. Dutch Napier wins in Kentucky at the Gold Vault Open. They needed a playoff in Tennessee, but Jason Light takes Chris Orrick for the win. Adam Hunt won in Missouri, and Matt Dollar wins in Georgia. And as this is the last regular edition of PDGA Radio for the year, and the tournament calendar is becoming relatively light as we head into the holidays, we'll go ahead and run down the next few weeks' worth of events off the PDGA calendar. where for this upcoming weekend of November 21st and 22nd, it's headlined by an international event again with the 21st National Championships in Japan. The only B tier in the States is in Stillwater, Oklahoma for their Hideaway Pizza Classic. Then look for C tiers in North and South Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, Alabama, Michigan, Kentucky, New Jersey, and at the International Disc Golf Center in Georgia. Then for the last weekend in November, after the Thanksgiving holiday and shopping frenzy, you can escape to a few events. One's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, or Chattanooga, Tennessee, Ypsilanti, Michigan, Bedford, Virginia, or internationally in Thailand. For more details on any of these tournaments or full results, you can check out the full schedule of events on PDGA.com. And for more information on how to stay up to date with your disc golf news and information, including the results and schedule during PDGA Radio's off-season, visit the links section of this week's program or log on to discgolf365.com. It has all you need to know.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Welcome back, where it's time now for your disc golf news, starting again with a few items from the PDGA. First, a reminder that the next player ratings update will be December 15th. It will include events submitted to the office by the end of November and should be the final update for the calendar year. A note to any possible tournament directors out there that many of the 2010 Tour sanctioning forms are now available from the PDGA on the website or the office if you need a hard copy version. However, the PDGA site has now developed the ability to submit the sanctioning agreements electronically, which should help make the process much easier for those who wish. Also, the DVD for the 2009 World Championships in Kansas City is expected to be ready for shipment by the end of the month, according to the most recent PDGA e-newsletter. If you did not pre-order your copy of the DVD yet, which is full of the memorable moments, you should still be able to get a copy in plenty of time for Christmas by visiting PDGAstore.com. And while on the PDGA site, make sure to read the interesting story about the results of one group's efforts in promoting disc golf at Western Carolina University. It was helped in part by a PDGA Innovation Grant. You may have heard of them. And if you're interested in applying for your very own PDGA Innovation Grant, visit PDGA.com for the details or contact the office. But hurry, the next deadline for submissions is December 1st. The winners will be announced later in that month. Now for some other news from throughout the ever-growing disc golf galaxy, where first we'll follow up from a previous edition where we mentioned this story from the Crawford County Avalanche in Michigan. Their community residents are being encouraged to get their first taste of disc golf at Hanson Hills. The first six holes of the Grayling Rotary Disc Golf Course has been finished. The remaining 12 holes will be completed in the spring, along with the installation of cement tee pads and some more landscaping. A separate six holes may also be developed to help host tournaments. More news. Millennium Golf Discs, a leading manufacturer of discs in Austin, Texas, is hosting its 10th annual Texas Teams tournament. It's this weekend at the Circle R Disc Golf Ranch in Wimberley, Texas. Teams from all over the state of Texas compete for the title in the tournament, which has become the largest teams tournament in the world. This year, there are 366 players from 45 teams registered. And that will just about wrap up this edition and this season of PDGA Radio. Quickly, though, some very useful information about how you can stay up to date with the latest disc golf news and information during the off season and into next year with a new media project being developed called Disc Golf 365 Media Network, found online at discgolf365.com. It will feature an online audio and video channel program specifically for disc golfers like you, including tournament and player interviews and profiles, sports talk show segments, state and regional updates, music, listener interactions with live chat room phone calls and emails, live tournament broadcasts, and much, much more. Everything available in both audio and video formats free of charge to the viewer. Again, more information from discgolf365.com. Slowly launching over the next 3 months with an anticipated live broadcast of the Memorial from Arizona during early March, the first stop on the PDGA National Tour. So until next time, I have been Steve Kaczynski with PDGA Radio, wishing everyone a very happy Thanksgiving and the safest of travels until we meet again somewhere within the Disc Golf Galaxy.
Are you a PDGA member? No benefits of being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.